Now, a recent USDA request does not necessarily mean it plans to combat any future outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza through the use of vaccines for poultry.
It has to be clear that this is a preparatory move by USDA to be ready with all tools that it can possibly have available. Doesn't mean that we'll use the vaccine strategy. We just want to have it as a tool in our toolbox in case there's a need to use it. We want to be aware of what the impact of that vaccination use would be for trade in the entire poultry sector in the United States before we go to a vaccine strategy.
But Jack Scherer, the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, says it is that precautionary approach that led to a request for proposal from companies for high-path AI vaccine doses that can equip the national veterinary stockpile.
The request for proposal, what that does is it sort of informs companies that should we decide to use vaccine, we want to have vaccines available that are potent, effective, and pure. So we want them to begin development on those vaccines with the idea that we want to stockpile some of those vaccines to be prepared in the event that there is another outbreak, that if we do decide to use vaccine, that it's available.
Dr. Scherer says the focus will be on quick production of vaccine for the Eurasian H5 strain of the avian flu virus, the strain that circulated through domestic poultry flocks earlier this year. And there is no timeline per se for companies to submit proposals.
It's ongoing, and we'll continue to evaluate and process and look at the companies through the Center for Veterinary Biologics that will be evaluating all the vaccines and the proposals that are brought forward for purity, potency, and effectiveness. So it's an ongoing process to look at each company and each vaccine to see that it'll work for us.
Another point on the request for a proposal for high-path AI vaccines.
There may be more than one vaccine, and there may be several different types of vaccine that work differently. We may use live virus, modified live virus. They may use killer and activated viruses. It just depends on what's needed and what the vaccine will do and its effectiveness with the birds.
Scherer says in addition to the proposal request, APHIS will issue an environmental impact statement evaluating the potential impacts of using a vaccine in the event of a high-path avian influenza outbreak. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.